It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters will decide whether to create a new paid family leave program. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The proposal's backers turned in more than 200,000 valid signatures, more than enough to qualify for the state's November ballot. If approved, the law would require businesses to provide 12 to 16 weeks of leave for childbirth and other family medical reasons. Starting in 2023, workers and employers would pay premiums worth almost 1% of workers' regular income. That money would go into a state-run fund that would then pay partial wages to workers who are on leave. Businesses with fewer than 10 workers and employers with their own paid leave benefits would not have to pay the premiums. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado corrections officials have reached a tentative agreement in a lawsuit over their treatment of prisoners at high risk of getting coronavirus. The Colorado ACLU filed the suit in May against the State Department of Corrections. The ACLU says the department didn't take adequate measures to protect vulnerable inmates. The Gazette reports the ACLU previously asked prison officials to give early release to inmates who are more likely to get severe symptoms of the disease and to enforce social distancing when release isn't possible. Governor Polis has authorized the Colorado National Guard to use aerial water buckets to help with firefighting efforts in the state. Crews will use Black Hawk helicopters that can carry nearly 500 gallons of water each, and a Chinook helicopter that can carry about 2,000 gallons. The Denver Nuggets are still alive in the NBA playoffs. They avoided elimination last night, beating the Utah Jazz 117-107. The two teams meet again Thursday in their first-round series. The Nuggets must win the next two games in order to advance. All the basketball playoff games are taking place in Orlando, Florida, without any fans. Colorado weather stays sunny and hot for a couple of days, then turns a little cooler for the weekend.